Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I will meet three directors from the Torino Film Lab, Paloma Aguilera Valdebenito, Axel Coinsen and Pablo Lamar. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Did I pronounce your surname right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. That's perfect. You just came out of the press conference for the Torino Film Lab. So my first question will be: could you give us like a brief introduction of your films that participated in Torino Film Lab, and you are also presenting here at the festival? Who wants to start? Paloma, maybe. Girls first, women first.
Yeah,
okay. Out of Love.
Out of Love. So I was in the script and pitch lab of 2013 of the Torino Film Lab, and this is where I developed Out of Love, which is a story about the turbulent relationship between Varia and Nikolai, and it's about the destructive dynamics within this relationship, in short. In one sentence.
Okay, so once in a second.
Okay, my name is Axel Kansen. I have a film. I'm actually bringing back a film to Torino in a way. This is how it feels. It's called Dead Weight. It was developed here in the Torino Film Lab in 2011 and 12 in script and pitch and framework. And it's set on a container ship. The main character is a Finnish captain on a merchant vessel. And it talks about, let's say, inhuman efficiency in the trading system nowadays and what it does to the people.
Wow.
Pablo, in my film La Ultima Tierra, it's about an old couple, and she dies, and he has to do what he has to do in order to continue his life. So it's kind of like this emotional earthquake of the moment of the passing, to go through that moment and apprehend the life and how to, in a way, deal with this loss. I've been part of Framework in program in 2011, I think we were together there, from the Torino Film Lab. So I'm also coming back for the third time to Torino.
So how was the experience at the Torino Film Lab? Why did you choose it in the first place? And what did it add to your experience as filmmakers, as directors?
In my case, it's something that is very seductive, I think, in Torino Film Lab, that it's... They have lots of tools for every single stage of the since development until I think they also have programs for films that are about to premiere even. And at the same time, it's like a fund, so it's very good because you can work on your film and you even have the chance of winning some money for production, and that's great.
This more or less the same thing. I did the Binger workshop before, which is based in Amsterdam, and it's like a four-month development workshop as well. This is where I met my tutor, Frans Rodekirchen, he was called. He was not working on my script back then, but we were talking about the Torino Film Lab, where he's working as well. And this is how I got to know about the Torino Film Lab, and what I especially liked about that lab, this Torino Film Lab, is that it was the duration of the lab, and there's moments in between where you can work on your script. So the Binger, for example, was, I think it was 4 months, something like that. You're working on it with the group 5 months even, together every day, But here you come together three times with the script and pitch at least, and then you have a moment, like months in between, where you can work on your own again and develop it and reflect on things, and then you come together to discuss the script and the script of others. So this is what I found very interesting.
Yeah, I think it highly depends on the perspective of each filmmaker. You know, as we said, for Pablo, for example, or filmmakers from countries where film funding is not that much in place, you know, and that is maybe a good good way to get into the European co-production system, you know, and find a European co-producer, you know, even people from Colombia or whatever, or Romania, and connect. And for us, for Deadweight, as we were like a majority German production, in the end German-Finnish co-production, pretty much we had TV stations in place and first fundings in place. So for me, it was more content-wise, in the sense that we could actually test the script, because the consultants are super experienced, you know, all of them. And it's a very good, you know, forum to just try out your ideas and consolidate them in the end, you know. And nowadays, the entire co-production system in Europe is connected to the festivals. You know, programmers come here, sales agents come here for the pitching. So as it gets harder and harder to make our films and get them financed, I think the good part of this kind of sometimes a little bit maybe incestuous system is that, you know, people help each other to get these films done and find a slot where they can be shown, you know. And as the festivals become more and more important, and traditional art house distribution is not, you know, it's not the key anymore, I think this is a good forum. Yeah.
I was thinking while Paloma was talking to the press conference, talking about the fact that she used to write alone, and then she had to, let's say, share her vision and her ideas. Is that totally the? I can understand that, because sometimes you used to think about the creative process as something very personal, intimate, and this kind of platforms and moments teach you how to share this process. And in your experience, was it something that is it correct to really learn how to share your ideas and try to get some other ideas into your process?
I was actually thinking about it while we had the press conference, mm-hmm. because there's still a big gap, because like all the consulting and all the oral pitching refers to basically, you know, sitting around the fire, like in the Stone Age, and telling each other stories. So it's really coming from there. Try to be good storyteller, but in the end, film is a very visual medium, and that there's the problem. You know, you write, and writing is a fantastic process to formulate your ideas. You have to sit down and have this inner dialogue and everything. Then you tell it to other people, but in the end, it's sound and images, and you know, this is where cinema transgresses language. You know, it has its own language, and that one has to be very, very careful. That's what I also said. It's like it's in process, and it's not the film yet. You know, and nowadays everybody, the TV stations, everybody, they want the final product. I mean, they want even like they want it packaged with a visual teaser that gives them the final idea, because because nobody wants to take the risk anymore. So this is a big problem, you know, between language, the language you use orally and in writing, and what the film is in the end, and what language of film is, I think.
Especially when you have not a very clear plot structure.
Same.
So, and also in my case, I have these ellipses of a relationship, and people were constantly asking me, okay, great, but what happens? But for me, it was about an emotional experience and something that sums up. And also, you can't really write down chemistry, which is the part of working with the actors, and which comes afterwards, and also still in development while rewriting the script and then working with the actors and then improvising, rehearsing, in my case. So this is quite difficult to transmit.
Yeah, I can understand that. Must be difficult. You know, there's a really big gap between what you can write and how good a script can be on paper, and then translating into images. That's another world. So
yeah, it is.
Yes, I also agree with that. In my case, my film is a non-dialogue film, so writing the script was a little painful in some moments, because you have to, you know, build up pages so that they can say, okay, this is a feature film. So I went from a script of, I don't know, 13 or 15 pages to a 37 pages script or something like that. But it was very interesting, that process, because it was the intent to try to fill that gap from, because in terms of very practical script writing, my film is very simple in plot. It's more about how it happens and not what happens, because we're more, I think we're used to action, and so I had to write time in a way, because it's, my film is kind of slow and it's very moody. So I tried to write like if it was a little poetry, and without trying to be a poet, but that's the way I try to put things and to try to I don't know, to configure the timing of the things and to write sounds and stuff like that, so you can have the whole, the full landscape in a way.
Thank you so much, Paloma Aguilera, Valdebenito, Axel Koenzen, and Pablo Lamar, for being here with us from Radically and share their experience at the Torino Film Lab. Good luck with your films. Hope to meet you again at other festivals.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.